This is another Golden Nugget episode. Trying something new here, where we are going to bring you some of the best golden nuggets from the 300 plus conversations we've had with high performing recruiters and successful recruitment entrepreneurs. This is the episode where you can dive straight into the value. It's going to be a short, sharp dose of just great content and great learning. So enjoy it. And please do let me know what you think of the Golden Nugget episodes. If you're enjoying them, if you have a favorite one, let me know. So final question around this, and then we'll go into like the business journey. Just interest, this is probably one of the most common questions that I get in my inbox from recruiters. So Kaz, I'll come back to you. I'm assuming here, but you strike me as someone that might be a quite disciplined person.
Yep.
And the most common question I get in my inbox is like, Hisham, please can you ask high-performing billers what their typical day plan looked like when they was at the top of the leaderboard, smashing targets, compared to maybe what it looked like early on when they were trying to learn the ropes, making more mistakes? How did you structure your day for success, basically? That's what people want to know.
Yeah, so I can answer that really simply. So I still have a day plan now as an owner, okay? Yeah, so I have a to-do list and I have a to-be list, right? So a to-do list is done.
To-do list and a to-be list.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I've got a to-do list is, you know, will be done before I leave that evening. So when I come in the morning, yeah, God, I won't bore you the details, but I'm that annoying person that gets up at 5:30 every single day.
I want the details. Yeah. People like this shit, mate. So let's break down a normal day then. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So I get up at 5:30 every single day without any grumble. Yeah. I get up, I pray, I do prayer, meditation. I get myself in the zone. I have breakfast. I get down the gym. I smash the life out of it for an hour and a half. And my thinking around that is I've started before most other people. Yeah. So I've achieved something before most other people already.
You've won the day. You've won the day.
I've won the day. I'm ahead of everyone, right? Yeah. I want to come first. Yeah. So whether you're a biller, a manager, team leader, or an owner, okay, I need to know that I am far more prepared and in front of everyone else, okay? So, you know, I've already achieved something before I've even stepped in this office. I've got my to-do list, yeah, straight away. And that day planner hasn't changed from when I first got shown it, printed it out, and had to fill in myself what I want to do, yeah, from 9:15 to 11:45. Then I've got to have my break. And then before I start again after my lunch break, what I want to do from 2:15 to 5:15. And then what am I going to do from 5:30 till 7:00, okay? So that hasn't changed. It's just got different activities now because I'm in a different role. Okay. So I'm still regiment. Yeah. I'm still disciplined. Yeah. I've got my to-do list. My to-be list is, you know, who I want to be, how I want to be perceived, how I want to be as an individual, how I want to be as a leader, how I want to be as a manager. You know, I don't want to
be. Well, you write that down in the morning or you think about it or.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I work on that. And if I fail at that, I look at where I failed and I look at how I want to achieve and become better at that. Because, you know, I think a lot of people have, you know, it's all very easy to put a to-do list together. The hard part is to stick it, right?
Yeah.
It's like anything. Tim mentioned a sport analogy earlier, but, you know, what's the hardest part about going for a run? I ask you that question. What's the hardest part about going for a run?
Actually doing the run.
Putting your shoes on, right?
Putting
your trainers on. You know, once you get going, you've committed. So you've got to kind of doing it. You're either going to do it really fast or do it really slow, but you're doing it. So that's done.
Yeah.
For me, the successful part is putting the actual trainers on. That's where the success comes. Once you've got to the end goal, i.e. you've tipped that line and you've beaten your record or whatever, that's just the achievement. Okay. But, you know, for me, you know, nothing changes. I am disciplined. I am regiment, but, you know, I can be at 100 miles per hour. And I'm a bit crazy and a bit mad, but, you know, I've got to discipline that in a certain way. So, you know, like I said, you know, my plan hasn't changed. My activities do, as, you know, you would expect going from a super biller to then being a leader, director, to then being a founder, right?
Okay. I love the to be part. I think that's awesome. I think that's such a great addition.
I think it's important. You know, what owners or founders or, you know, leaders out there are actually looking at themselves every single day and going, who do I want to be? Yeah. How do I want to be perceived and seen? I don't want to be anyone in my office that when any of my staff, meet me outside, whether it be a social event or on a weekend, I want to be exactly the same person. I want to be approachable. You know, I want to be someone that they can come over to me and ask me and talk to me about anything. You know, that's how I live and breathe my life today. I want people to actually genuinely come up to me and be able to, you know, ask me whether it be work or non-work related.
Yeah.
I think it's important.